A lesson in growing sod, David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. Down near Twin Falls, Kurt Schweder runs Idaho Sod.
Generally, if you put sod on something that hasn't been prepared up to planting, it usually turns out to be not a good idea. You're fighting everything from weeds and pests and other things. So it all starts with following a good crop like potatoes or alfalfa or something. We've even followed grain a lot of times, but making sure that the ground is going to be good and that it's going to be able to, you know, we're going to be able to water it correctly and all of that. And then from there, you know, soil prep to seeding to a lot of inputs, fertilizer, herbicides that we use, watering, turf grass. Generally, a rule of thumb of turf grass, you'll use about around 30 to 35 inches of water a year to water turf grass to keep it healthy. Middle of summer, that's 2 to 2.5 inches a week sometimes. From start to finish, from seeding to finished product, general rule of thumb is that 12 to 16 months of maturity before we're able to cut it and deliver it to the customer.
I didn't ask, but I don't think that Kurt grows blue sod for the BSU stadium. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.